Oh no. I was so happy at first.
What do you think now?
Oh.
The feel good comedy of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Watch out.
My wife and I used to argue about this because I thought she was evil, you know?
Who, the lady in white?
Yeah, the lady in white. I thought she was kind of evil.
She's not evil.
I know, but she did that thing where she showed him what she could be if she had the ring.
Yeah.
So I thought she was evil.
For it is also...
Nah, Gandalf said the same stuff, dude. Said he couldn't take the ring.
It is what will come to pass.
Yeah, I know, but then she really got all greedy about her scenario.
Well, she wanted some time.
Her scenario is very greedy, is what I'm saying.
She wants some screen time. Leave her alone.
He will try to take
called the Oscar clip.
That's right, dude.
You know of whom I speak.
Can you just move your mouth when you do that? It's creeping me out already.
I mean, they're the only ones
Guys, she's a ventriloquist, okay?
All right. Hi, everyone.
She's busting out. Watch, she'll drink water in a second.
You've
heard me freely. I do not deny that my heart has greatly desired this.
He's shaky.
Oh.
Some fries with that shake?
In place of a dark lord, you would have a...
Blah, blah.
Turn yourself into a cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do with the ring? That's stupid.
You're, like, not going to prom with anybody, I just,
No.
Whoa.
Whoa, calm down, lady.
Multiple orgasm right there.
I pass the test. I will diminish and go into the West.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I never knew what this meant either. Okay, Galatria, go for it.
Yeah. Hey, Battlestar Galactica, whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
I heard you.
This task was appointed to you. And if you do not find a way, no one will.
Hey, I don't mean to harp on this, but can I borrow your crimping iron?
It's just...
Secure enough about it, okay?
Do you know how the orcs first came into being? They were elves once.
Hey, you guys, you know who that looks like?
Taken by the dark powers. Tortured and mutilated.
My Aunt Carmen.
You're an idiot.
Oh, you're an ass. That's the...
Perfected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Danzig.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, is he going to perform?
Perform.
Mother.
Saruman.
Going to a Chiefs game?
Hey, take it easy. No screaming at the dinner table.
Pretty knife.
Do not stop until they are bound.
You do not know pain. You do not know fear.
You don't know pain,
you
lady.
You taste
man-fish. You seem like a great big fat person.
Hey.
One of the halflings carries something of great value. Bring them to me alive and unspoiled.
Case of Pepsi One.
Kill the others. Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you know that there's a golf ball in the... Oh, never mind.
The Dharma Initiative.
Hmm.
you guys think of the singers in the background?
Dude.
Seriously. Hey. How many times?
Hey, guy.
Namari.
It'd be funny if he jerked up and kissed her real quick.
It'd be a light for you in dark places.
Tricked you.
Oh, that'll come in handy, Frodo. You hold on to that.
Go out.
And the third one.
That's right, Eddie. When the spigoty comes, huh?
The what?
The spigoty spider.
The spigoty?
I mean, nobody knows what you're talking
the
about.
The spigoty?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, actually.
The spigoty.
Yeah. Pretend, huh?
Is now the time to go whitewater rafting? I mean, it's just...
ridiculous.
They've had a long trip, you know? If you're in Maine, you gotta do it.
Maine?
Thank you.
Oh, my bad.
They're in Middle Earth, you guys.
You obviously haven't been to Vermont, huh? Yeah,
looks just like New Hampshire.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Orc Jordans.
Yeah, why don't the orcs get shoes? Nobody else does.
Who's the cavity fighters?
Imagine the turds on those guys.
I think they go while they're running.
Can you imagine orc gas?
Oh, look who decided to wake up.
Yeah, Bobby Kernels woke up.
F you.
Yeah, tell him, Eddie.
Have hair like the lead singer of Living Color.
Mm-hmm. Rob, is that what you hope your hair would look like someday?
One day.
I want to be an orc.
If I'm lucky.
An orc. Well, he's putting all the crap through his face.
Yeah.
His hair look that way.
Long have I desired to look upon the kings of all.
Those things from Neverending Story.
I can.
Yep.
Trying to tell us something I can't figure out.
I think it's Heil Hitler.
Yeah.
Racist.
Subtle.
Maybe high five? I don't... Well, let's just go through.
Yeah, I'll just check it out.
It's a bad case of athlete's foot right there.
Boom! Tuck up in Tenactin.
That's pretty real looking.
Welcome aboard, it's love.
Exciting and new.
Uh-oh. Wouldn't go that way.
Well, we wouldn't either. Thank you.
Homie's freaking out, dude.
Sucked. Always looks like on the verge of tears.
He's like jonesing for it, man.
Sucked to have to ride with the hobbits. They don't row nothing.
Who says they don't row?
They didn't.
They just sit there.
They didn't. They're lazy people.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Well, traditionally, Rob.
It's a simple matter of finding out
where
to
You're standing up for the hobbits now? I mean, is there no end to this?
I mean,
I bet they pull their share.
My God.
Every race, even fake ones?
Yeah.
Tolkien just rolled over in his grave.
Nah.
He just screamed out from the grave, they're called blacks, it's okay.
Stupid.
We should leave now.
Oh.
No. Boss.
We must wait for cover of darkness.
I'd like to put 8 or 9 more braids in before the night's over.
I love those
shadow
braids.
The threat has been growing in my mind.
Is that Jar Jar Binks right there?
Something draws near. I can feel it.
Female intuition.
Yeah, all right.
No heat to that, you'll love it.
Where's Frodo?
Oh, F.
Oh, I don't know. It's not my turn to watch him.
He's only the most important guy. How many times do we have to tell you this? God.
You might assign somebody to watch him.
Well, that's the reason they're on the journey.
Put the freaking leash on him again.
Somebody leave the side door open. Frodo got out. Great.
None of you should wander alone.
Oh no.
You least of all. So much depends on you.
See?
Frodo?
Dad, can I borrow the Volvo?
I know why you seek solitude. You suffer. I see it day by day.
I really love your flowery blouse.
Are you sure you do not suffer needlessly? There are other ways, Frodo.
It's got to be hot in that thing. That
I know what you would say. It would seem like wisdom, but for the warning in my heart.
No.
Warning? Against what?
His heart's been broken before.
But to let that fear drive us to destroy what hope we have. Don't you see that is madness?
There is no other way.
I ask only for the strength to defend my people.
No.
No.
It's like an abusive wife.
You are not yourself.
Can't act out like that.
What chance do you think you have? They will find you. They will take the ring.
Scare tactics.
He'll say he's sorry later, Sky, but don't take him back.
Yeah, you hear this crap he's saying right now? Oh, you're nothing without me. You can't make it. See?
It is not your shame by unhappy chance.
You run, girl. You don't need him. You're better off without him. See? Look at this.
I think he's male, Sky.
Oh. Oh, sucker.
I see your mind. You take the ring to Sauron!
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
You'll betray us!
What's there?
Go to your death.
Oh, look who it is!
Curse you! Curse you! And all the armies!
Yes, as usual.
Oh, start throwing stuff around, Ashley.
Okay, thanks. We're doing a thing here.
We're kind of on the air, Ashley. I mean, it's this new thing you started.
I know, you haven't had attention in the past 2 hours, but...
Yeah. We're doing this little thing. We started it like 22 hours ago or something.
And she's out. Great. What the hell was that?
I don't know. She could have at least stayed and talked. Stay here and talk with us, silly girl.
No.
Aw. Where's
What's going on?
Frodo
I'm lost.
Now? Yeah,
I'm lost.
I got distracted. Don't say it, Eddie.
Well, it's a giant vagina.
No, it's not.
Look at that thing.
Actually, it is.
It is.
The eye.
And it's on the rag.
Hey, dude. Vomit. Come on.
Instead of the ring, they should have made a tampon.
Throw that in there.
Shove it in real good, Rob.
Let's take it more, man. Where is the ring?
It's from.
God, you're gross.
What did I do?
Let's move on.
Come on, we've all learned our red wings here.
Ain't that the truth?
Okay, this is not cool.
Oh yeah, movie's on.
There's a movie on?
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Super Frodo, dude.
Is this the part with the Ewoks?
Something different, guy. Propose again.
Yeah, jeez. This is awkward.
I mean, if he didn't say yes the first time, dude.
Jeez.
Come on.
Take the hint, bro.
Really?
Mordor. We get it. You're gay.
Look after the others.
Aww.
Especially Sam.
Oh.
He's fat.
Not cool.
You've got a boner.
Hey.
Oh.
Run!
Oh my.
Nope. problem.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on.
Use the force.
Again, it's different movie.
Different movie, yeah.
What?
It's a different.
No,
different,
watch. The Ewoks come and save us.
They do.
Different.
No. He's right.
No, if he's not right.
Watch.
No, I'm watching.
Dead at a Holiday Inn last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah.
Does that guy ever run out of arrows?
That's a good question, Rob.
Like, this whole movie. Arrow, arrow, arrow.
See, he just recycled one.
I'm sure that guy got stabbed in the face.
What kind of hiding spot is that?
But he did save $150 on car insurance by switching to Geico.
Well, good. Yeah. Come on.
Those guys are hammered.
Still?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were drinking behind that tree.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They went back there to take a piss and then...
Don't do it. You're drunk.
Uh-oh.
Fine, I'm coming with you.
Oh, now we're caught.
You're supposed to be the designated driver.
Hey, you! Over here! Hey! Over here!
Can you give us a ride?
Oh, the old deflection bit, huh?
Uh-huh.
That was the whiskey talking.
Only a stupid orc would fall for that.
Oh, my.
That's a good move, right in the neck.
Ah, the old right in the neck move.
The classic.
The old standby.
Where's the Ewoks?
Folks, we are watching The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. When this one's over, we will begin Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, in all honesty, I gotta make a chocolate factory before we start that movie.
Not necessary.
I'm not kidding. I've been holding it this entire movie. I'm dying.
Hey, we don't need to know.
Oh. Yeah, I am serious. You guys smell it?
Shut up.
I feel like it's coming out of my pores.
Oh, man. Touching cloth, huh?
Yep.
Disgusting.
Here come the Ewoks.
Yeah, I heard him.
Well, no, that was the horn of Gondor.
Did you just say, let's meet at the condo?
Well, it's gay friendly.
Hey, that thing's broke, dude. Need a new reed.
He's calling everybody for the old Vikings cruise. Come on, Dante Culpepper.
Oh, goodness.
Uh-oh.
This is going to
hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
This is
you're going to feel just a little pinch.
Something.
You're going to feel just a little pinch.
Did you
feel that little pinch there?
Up some dirt on it. Let's go.
Yeah. Just spit
on
it.
Come on, shake it off.
Put some mud on it.
Jumping jacks, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Do some jumping jacks.
That'll help. Make you forget the pain.
Yeah, do one more. That ought to do it. Well, ow.
Oh.
That made me forget what I was up to.
That's right in the ginger snap.
This guy's such a baby, man. Kevin Costner and Robin Hood is better than him.
Huh?
Seriously.
Do me a favor. That's fine. You gave me two. I'm okay with that. Just as long as you do me a favor.
There you go.
Don't give me three.
Keep fighting.
And how bad are these other orcs that can't beat this guy with two arrows in him? You know, it's like, come on. Didn't they train nothing? Oh, that's got to do it right there, buddy.
I asked if you could do me a favor, and, you know, the two were good.
Once.
You don't mind.
Twice.
Those guys are so drunk.
And a letter opener.
Oh, no.
To the paddy wagon with you. You drunks.
And we'll see you later. We'll be leaving you there on your knees.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Oh,
no.
Oh, please. I said not another one.
Got the cat dragged in.
Oh, no.
That would hurt.
That's not cool. Oh, barely made it.
Ow. Yeah, that hurts, yeah.
Torn ACL. He's done for the year.
Great, I just picked him up in my fantasy league.
Your fantasy orc league?
Mm-hmm.
Bad move, bro.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Yep, that'll do it. Till one grows back.
Guy needs a little head.
They took the little ones.
That's what I heard.
Frodo. Where is Frodo?
What am I, his keeper?
Then you did what I could not.
This is going to get real awkward here in a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Ring is beyond our reach now. Forgive me. I did not see.
Okay. You guys are your guys.
Do me a favor. It's just when we do this, don't open your mouth.
Well.
I'll catch you on.
Is Chase jerking off over there?
All right.
Look at him.
Stop.
Put your pants on.
The world of and all will come to dust. And my sister took ruin.
I do not know what strength is in my blood. But I swear to you, I will not let the White City fall.
Yeah, well, sure, I'm sure I'll believe you.
Our people fail.
Is that code word for the clan? White our City?
I really like those cute little leaf things.
Didn't you buy one?
You know what, dude?
Seriously, didn't you go on the internet and buy one of those?
All right.
To keep your elven cloak together.
Man, it's real funny, guys.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Awful.
My captain.
My captain, my captain.
My king. My lover.
Okay.
Finally. Jeez.
Well,
thought that would never happen.
Oh, here we go. Rob, avert your eyes.
Make out!
La, 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 la.
Do it.
Okay. Comfortable.
Yay. These guys are trying to make out with everyone.
Who's got the boner?
Stop.
Necro. Let's do it.
Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
Following takes place between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe how long we've been on the radio?
This is stupid.
I wish the ring had never come to me.
What are we doing right now?
In 5 hours, we will have been on the radio for 24 hours.
Which means that we've been on the radio for 19 hours at this point.
Oh, man.
19 hours?
Yeah.
What the?
He's not. He's got hay fever.
I heard Claritin's good for that.
Allergies well, that time of year in Middle Earth are just out of
really bad.
Yeah. I was down there one summer, and you really—it's just unbearable.
You got to take shots. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Before you take the plane. It's ridiculous. But it's worth it to feed the hobbits. You've had them and stuff.
Well, they have my little hobbit petting zoo. It's pretty cool.
Well, obviously,
you put
they
the
don't.
25 cents in the little corn thing, and you turn it, and the corn comes out, and you just. They'll run right up to you.
You have to hold your fingers down, though, because they'll bite right into your fingers.
Oh, that happened to me once. You got to go get a bunch of shots.
Yep.
Some of them have rabies. Hobbits.
They're so cute.
Well, they can't swim, though.
Well, they're drunk, Rob.
Stay out of the water, you little hobbit. somebody get the net.
Oh, no. Sam.
Now, what's the deal? You can't feed them after midnight.
Yeah, you can't
get them wet.
You can't get them wet. Those,
and they got to avoid sunlight. Now,
those are gremlins.
That's the hobbits.
No,
right?
Yeah,
no,
and when you first bring them home, they got to do it in the litter box. You got to show them where it is, too.
Yeah, and don't declaw them if they're going to be outdoor hobbits.
Right.
No.
Uh-huh. Only if they're just indoor hobbits.
They can't protect themselves if they're outdoor hobbits. You need to declaw them.
Why isn't he trying to swim?
This is weird.
Hobbits can't swim. They can do a mean power walk, though.
I was just going to say, I'll tell you what hobbits can do. They can moonwalk.
That is true.
Even with 19-foot-long feet.
I promise. You don't believe him some ways, Gamgee.
Aww.
And I don't mean to.
Oh, no.
I don't mean to.
Hey, how much can you cry, Frodo?
I know. Day.
I feel like I'm watching Lifetime over here.
I'm not kidding. Where's Valerie Bertinelli?
She's the one that got her head chopped off.
Easily you could have ended the story here. I mean, sure, they didn't take the thing back to Mordor, but it's all happy.
Oh, goodness.
I think you just looted that.
I'm not really dead. I was okay.
Frodo and Sam have recently hit the shore.
I like the other two hobbits better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go save them.
He's got pea seed.
That is us all in
vain. That guy's still alive? Still slurring, too. His flask isn't empty. Nice ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
Binge hobbit snoring words.
That's a grizzly beard if I've ever seen one. You know he's been through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
What?
He's been through some stuff.
You know, he's a weathered individual.
Weathered?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, kind sir.
That is handsome. Orc.
No, I'll say.
I love when they get excited.
They're stoked.
Hopping around.
Oh, yeah. Braids are flying.
Oh, no more chocolate for him. He's hyper.
He's never going to get to bed now.
Oh, no.
Leave it on an up note, guys. Leave it on an up note.
Cannonball!
Attention.
Strider will look after you.
Go rent the third movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid.
We got two movies left.
Jeez. Figure it out, dope.
I'm glad you're with me.
Yeah.
Aww.
For the sex.
Samwise, pull my finger.
Wonder what'll happen to those two.
Boy, they almost died.
I said, rent the third one.
Well,
oh, that was really beautiful.
Yeah, they saved Middle Earth. Great. There you go. Sweet, I ruined it for everybody.
Woo! Bravo! Yeah. Big ups.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. Let's go back in the studio, take a couple of calls, kind of regather our thoughts.
I gotta make a Snickers.
Okay.
Disgusting.
Eddie's gotta make a Snickers. All right, I'm coming back into the studio.
Okay, you do that, kind sir.
Just leave that audio up of the movie.
Trail out there. Where's that room coming up from, Sissany? Right here? Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, people calling in right now. Hopefully you tried that with us. You'll try the second movie too. Mikey Show, hello.
That's 2-1 Tyler.
What's up?
Not much. Just seeing if y'all are having the good drinks that we drink for y'all tonight.
Well, the recovering alcoholic is not. That would be me. That would be me, but nobody's actually drinking in there.
I was actually at a bar tonight, and someone actually brought up the boo bar and talked about how hot the girls were, but I wasn't able to make it because of the fact that I had to work that night, which was very uncool, but I just kind of conversation brought up, and I was just mentioning y'all's show, and definitely people are, just letting you know, definitely people are listening to you guys.
All right, dude, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah,
not sure I got the gist of the call. All right. So it's 1:09. What we'll do is we'll gather up, and in a few, we're going to do it all over again. In a few, we're going to do it with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, to hopefully some people call in at 570-1053. That actually watched the first one with us, Lord of the Rings. Mikey Show. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Mikey?
What's up?
Hey, just wanted to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Ivy. It's her birthday.
All right, great. Mikey Show.
Thank you.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're the man, bro.
Thank you.
You are the man.
Have you been listening, dude?
Oh, man, the movie was awesome. Your commentary cracked me up the whole time.
Now, did you watch any of it or no?
I've seen it enough to know what was going on.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, I had other things to do, but I was paying attention, man.
Very cool, bro. Thanks. Cool. Mikey Show.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, how is that movie going?
Mikey Show.
Oh, man. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
I want Mike here.
What's up?
Hey, man, that was great.
Thank
you. You gotta wake up Sky, though, man.
What?
I mean, not Sky. I mean, you gotta wake up Ashley. You gotta wake up Sean.
I was here the whole time, dude. Come
on. Sorry, my mistake.
Yeah, Sean left. Sean, you left because it's too hot?
Yeah, I started feeling really sick.
No?
That room was really, really hot, though.
That is very hot.
A lot of bodies in there, body heat.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Rob.
No, this is Mikey.
Oh, Mikey. How you doing? Morning.
Good.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I think the funniest part of that movie, or the best thing about it, you ever played Dynasty Warrior?
No.
No. Okay, the whole thing is, it's one guy who's going through, you know, 1,000 people. You know, you take all these people until the time runs out. And I think it's funny that you got, like, Aragorn or whoever, and they go up against, like, 1,000
people. All right, come on. Mikey Show.
Ivy Rolls.
All right, thank you. All right, so let me give you a touch of what we do, especially if you work a third shift. If you're working a third shift and you're always, you know, you never get to hear the Mikey Show, I want to give you a little example of what you could hear by listening to the Mikey Show on any given day. It's a little something like this. Time to heal the city. As you know, our producer, my best friend in 19 years, he doles out tough love. He tells it like it is. He doesn't pull any punches. Yeah, some people may say it's not the softest, most cuddly way, but
well,
you know what?
It's not
what?
Even close to that.
Right, but what it is the real deal.
Well, it helps, though.
Helps hurt people's feelings.
No,
yeah,
no,
it sure
wrong.
Does.
Wrong-o,
it sure does.
Wrong-o.
Okay, it sure does.
Oh, you're wrong.
And so, here we go. People write in for advice. Eddie gives it. Dear Eddie, man, I need your wise wisdom. I hate my roommate. He's so freaking annoying. He's a friend of a friend who needed a place to live, and I decided to help him out. Biggest mistake of my life. He's such a slob. Never cleans up after himself. He never leaves the place either. He's always home, which sucks when I bring chicks over. The worst part about it is I've asked him to move out, and he refuses. He's always late with the rent, too. What can I do? Seriously, Eddie, help me out. Signed, P1 Craig at State. Eddie?
Sounds familiar. Dear Boston Rob's roommate. All right, dude, get a pen and paper out. This is an easy fix. All right, if the bitch doesn't want to leave, you can force him out. First thing you need to do is replace all his Cocoa Puffs with chocolate X-Lax.
Oh, yeah.
That's poisoning. You can't.
When he asks what happened, just tell him you guys just must have got a little visit from the cereal fairy.
Oh, no.
Next, hang up a bunch of pictures of his mom in your room.
What?
I mean, I'm talking about plaster the damn thing, okay? When he asks why you're doing that, just say you're a big fan.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Now, if that doesn't work, wait until he falls asleep and sneak into his room and stand over him until he wakes up, okay? Now, he'll freak out and tell you, you know, get the hell out of here and all that stuff, but just tell him you really wanted to give him his phone messages for the day. Okay? I mean, that'll really creep him out, seriously. This squatter will be running out of the door before you know it, okay?
Oh, I love it.
If not, then just start taking dumps in his bed.
Hey.
That should do the trick.
None of those are good suggestions.
It's kind of hot.
Our second letter reads,
oh, man.
Dear Eddie, I'm at the end of my rope. I have a roommate that I thought...
Another roommate?
Yes, it's another roommate email.
Awesome.
I have a roommate I have a roommate that I thought was my friend. But as it turns out, he's a total dickhead.
No.
Now, I freely admit that I need to lose a few pounds. But my supposed friend tells me the other day that when he brings chicks back here, I'm messing up his game.
This is Buster Rhymes roommate again.
He says that I'm messing up his game just because I am fat. He says that I am so fat that when women see me, they get turned off. They get turned off to such a point that they want to leave.
Oh.
Giant. Now, what he won't tell you is that he's a total slob. His room is such a disaster that he sometimes has to ask to use my room for his escapades.
Ew.
because his room is too disgusting. I feel like kicking his ass out. What should I do? Signed, P1 Henry from PB. Eddie?
Dear Fat Man and Slobbin.